Yeah, we're holding Daf Samech Tes Beis in the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. That's Mishnah. Anshei Chotzer. You have people living in the same courtyard. A few apartments open up in the same courtyard. Sheshokach Echad Mehen V'lo Yiruv. One of them forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Let's see, you have four people living there. Three families made an Eruv Chatzeris together, and one forgot. The locker is, he asks, he makes it also. Nobody's allowed to carry out now from the house into the chotzer. Now, the Mishnah is talking about that this person was mevatel his rishus. He gave up his right to carry in the chotzer. He gave it over to the other three people. But he only gave up his right to use the chotzer. He did not give up the right to use his house. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Beisoy, this person's house, is also milahachnes u'milahoytzi loy v'lohem. Nobody is allowed to carry out any furniture or anything from this person's house into the chotzer, because this house still belongs to him, and he was not mishtater, he did not make the Erev Chatzeris. Therefore, it's called you carrying out from one rishus to another rishus, which is also midrabonim. Vishalahem, what about the other three people houses? Is mutarim loy fulahem. Everybody is allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer, because since they did make an Erev Chatzeris, so they're considered like one rishus. So their house and the chotzer is one rishus. So anybody now is allowed to carry out chveitzim from their house into the chotzer. Even this person also. Because since he was mevatel his rishus, it's not considered like he lives there in the chotzer. What is he doing walking there? He's considered like an eruch. He's like a guest there. He's like a guest by somebody else. And if you're a guest by somebody else, you don't aser. So this person is also allowed to carry out from the other people's houses into the chotzer. Sati Mishnah, Nosnu loy rishuson, is hu muter, fehein asurin. Rashi, Nosnu loy means hein rishus chatzerin. What about the opposite way? These three people gave up their rights to use the chotzer and gave it to this one person. Hey, it's the three people, even though they made the Erev Chatzeris, now they gave up their rights and gave it to this one person that did not make the Erev. Is Nosnu loy rishuson? Is who muter? This one person now, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other three people, they are also to carry out even from his house into the chotzer. Now what's the swara? Luchura, once they were mavato, they gave up the right to use the chotzer. So it's only considered like this one person, this one Reuven, is living in the chotzer. So Reuven is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But still the other three people are not allowed to carry out even from Reuven's house into the chotzer. What's the svara? So Rashi says it with the Gemara Parash Taima. The Gemara will explain what the reason is. And the Gemara will explain is that we don't say three people become a guest by one person. Therefore, once you're three people, if you're going to come and use Reuven's house, it looks like you're living there, and then you'll ask one on the other. It's only one person has the right to use the other people's houses. One person can be a guest by the other people. But to say three people became the guest now by this one person, that we don't say. Therefore again, Nosnu loy rishuson, if the three people gave their rights in the chotzer to this one Reuven, is who mutter? Only Reuven is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. V'hein asurin, but everybody else is also. Hoyu shnayim, let's say there were two people, that oisrim zeh al zeh, if there were two, as Rashi says, Hoyu shnayim means sheshokachu b'lo yirvu. You had two people in this chotzer, two apartments, they forgot to make an eruv. V'shar b'nei chotzer bitul lehem rishusen. Let's say you had three or four other people living there. Those three or four people were mavato, their rishus, gave up their rights to use the chotzer to these two people. Is in such a case, it doesn't help. You can only be mavato rishus to one person. But to mavato to two people doesn't help. Rashi shneya masurin zel zeh. V'nei shul shal shneyam. V'yabatim yuchodim. Call bias labolov. And what does it help? You and Mavato, the three people, gave up their rights to use the chotzer to these two people, to Reuven and Shimon. Now Reuven and Shimon did not make an Eruv Chatzeris together. Since they did not make an Eruv Chatzeris, even though the other three people are out of here, it looks like only these two people are living here, but these two people themselves asked Zeh al Zeh, because they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris together. Therefore, if you are Mavato, you're reshus to two people, it doesn't help. The klal is Oisrim Zeh al Zeh. Since they did not make an Eruv Chatzeris before, they still ask the Zeh al Zeh. That's the Lashon or Yushnayim. If there were two people that did not make the Eruv, then Oisrim Zeh al Zeh. What's the Klal of the Mishnah? She'echod Noisen Mishus. One person is allowed to be mevatel his rishus, v'neitel rishus. One person could also receive the rishus. Means if the other three people want to be mevatel their rishus to me, to one person, they could do it. Shnayim, let's say you have two people that did not make an eruv, noistim rishus. They have a right to give up their rights to the other people that did make the eruv. That would be good. Because now they're out of here. So who's living here? Only the people that made the eruv. That's mutter. Aber the ein noitlin rishus. But they can't take rishus. You can't have to be mevatel your rishus to two people. Since these two people did not make an eruv, they still ask the zeh al zeh, the melech doesn't help. All right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Mishnah may aim or sign noistin rishus. This din that Yisrael has the right to be mevatel his rishus, when does he have to do it? Is Beishami yom miboy joim? Beishami says bitter rishus is like an eruv that you bedavka have to do it before Shabbos. If you weren't mevatel your rishus before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Or Beisil loymin, Beisil says don't know. Mishach hasheicha, you could even do it on Shabbos even at night. In Avad, you could do it miboy joim. But if you want to, you could even do it at night. You could even do it on Shabbos. In other words, bitter rishus is not like an eruv. So the Mishnah, Misha Nosan Rishusai. Somebody was Mavatl his Rishus, he did not make an Eruv Chatzeris, so on Shabbos now he gave up his rights to use the Chotzer. For Hoitzi, and then he decided on Shabbos, he took out, he started to use the Chotzer, he carried something out from his house into the Chotzer. Bein B'Shoigi, Bein B'Mezid, whether he did it B'Shoigi by mistake, or he did it willingly B'Mezid, is Allah HaRezer Oyser. Still it's Oser, HaRezer Oyser. Divi Rabbi Meir, as we asked Rabbi Meir, we had this swear before, Hadra Meir makes the Zerah Knas, Shege got to Mezid. We have Yudu Aymen, no, the Mezid Oyser, if he carries out the Mezid willingly, since he's using the Chotzer now, Lamaita, he's there. Once he's there, he asks if he makes it also for everybody to carry out. The Shege, if he did it not willingly, by mistake, then Ein Oyser. Then we consider like he's still not there, it's only by mistake he carried out, his bitl is still chal, and therefore we look as if he is not here, only the other people that made the Erev is here, therefore they can make the Eruv, therefore they're allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Zoti Gemara, Beisoy hu diyoser. Now if one person was mevatel his rishus to the other people, they say they're allowed to carry into the chotzer, but not into his house. Into his house they still can't carry. Beisoy hu diyoser. This one Reuven, he didn't make the Erev, and now he was mevatel his rishus to the other people. The other people could only carry into the chotzer, but not into Reuven's house. Is based on the yoser, Shori. But everybody's allowed to carry into this chotzer. For the Moraheshi Dami, how are we talking? E the bottle Beisoy, if Reuven gave up the right to use his house, Abuzayamai yoser. How come the other people can't even use his house? It's like he's not here. So who's here? Just the other people. And they met in their Reuven Chaseris together. So they should be allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, into Reuven's house. Elamai idoloi botol. If Reuven was not mevatel his rishus, is Chaseir omai shari? Abazay lechura, Reuven is still living here, and he's even living in the Chotzer. So how come you're allowed to carry out even to the Chotzer? The Chotzer should look like two different rishuyas. Have the Gemara hocha b'mayaskin, and what are we talking about? They're going shebito rishus Chaseiroi. Sanka true, Reuven was mevatel his rights of using the chotzer, that's all. In the courtyard, he's not going to carry the Shabbos, take out the kelim from his house into the courtyard. But he did not give up the right to use his house. Because Savri Rabbonin, and this Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Shita, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but according to the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say, if somebody gives up the right to use his chotzer, he should know Rishus Beisel Leivitel. He did not give up the right to use his house. He's still living in his house. Therefore, his house is called the Rishus Miyuchet to him, and the other people are not allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer or from the chotzer into his house. Because mid Rabbanan, that's also, it looks like he's carrying out from one Rishus into another Rishus. And the Rabbanan svar is, the Dair Inish Bebayis Poloi Chotzer. A person could live in a house even though he doesn't have a right to carry out into the chotzer. Therefore, everybody is mutter to carry out into the chotzer, but they're not mutter to carry into his house. Now, v'shalohen mutter loy v'lohen. But everybody else's property, their houses, is mutter for everybody to carry out from their house into the chotzer. My timer. To have a oirech legabayu. See, even this Reuven that wasn't mevatel his house, he doesn't have a right to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But since he gave up his right in the chotzer, he's considered like a guest by them. He's just an oirech, a guest. Therefore, he is also allowed to carry out from the other people's houses into the chotzer. Because just like if you have a guest over for Shabbos, the guest is also allowed to carry out from your house into the chutzur. A guest doesn't aser. It's only somebody that lives there that asers. But since he gave up his right to use the chutzur, it's like he's not living in the chutzur, so now he has a right to use the other people's houses because he's an oirich by them. Fighter. So the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah is, Nos no loy rishus, unless they're the other three people, even though they made an eruv, who are mavato, their rishus, this one person, Ruvain, is who mutter, Ruvain is allowed to carry out now from his house into the chotzer, vehein asurin. But they, the other three people, are also to carry out even from Ruvain's house into the chotzer. Fred the Gemara, v'nehevi inu lagabe ki orchin. Why? Why can't these three people carry out from Ruvain's house? Let these three people be like a guest. And for the Gemara, Chad legabi chamisha have a yoruch. One person by five people is called a guest. So when one person was mevatel his rishus to the other five people, we say when he goes to carry out from those people's houses into the chotzer, he's only a guest by them, and therefore he doesn't answer. Ma'ashenkein chamisha legabi chad lehev a yoruch. But when five people are mevatel their rishus to one, if you want to let them now carry out from Reuven's house into the chotzer, why? Because you want to say they're all guests by Reuven. That we don't say. You don't have five people to be a guest by one. So if they're going to come to carry out from Reuven's house, we said they're considered like they're living there, and then it'll be yosser. So at the Mishnah, Dr. Gemara now, Lechur Shmamin, from here we should have a raya that Mevatlin, Vechazinu Mevatlin, that the Havaminer is, first this one person was Mevatlin, his Rishus to these five people. And then later, the five people mavato their rishus back to one person. So it's a riot to Rav that you can mavato once, and then they can mavato back to you again. It's a kasha and Shmuel. Tomorrow, no, hochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means. Nos no loy rishus in mikara. This is like a new case by itself. If at the beginning of Shabbos, stam that three people decide to mavato their rishus to this one person, is alocha who mutev hein asurin. The one person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other people, though, the other three people are not allowed to carry out even from Reuven's house into the chotzer. So it's the first time the vittel, it's not going back to the first case, it's like a new case by itself. Right, the Mishnah says, for yushnayim oisrim zeal zeh. Let's say two people forgot to make an eruv here, even though the other three people are mavato their rishus to these two, it doesn't help. For the Gemara Pshita Vada doesn't help. Since these two people did not make an eruv yet, so they ask the zeal zeh. So the Gemara loitz rich atay the chiddush is even to hold the chad benayim of both lelechavri. That now one of these two people were mevatel their rishus to the other person. So what's going on here? First, we have five people living in this chotzer, five different apartments. Three of them made an eruv together. Two of them did not make. So now, first, these three people were mevatel their rishus to these two people. So it doesn't help because these two people asked as they are there. Now the chiddush is one of these two went and was mevatel his rishus. And the chelik he got the other ones to this one person. Ismail the time I would think lishtori that this one person now should be mutter because everybody was mavato there is just him. It's only like one person living here now. Kamashmula no stood saucer. Why the chiv on the bidna the bottle? Since at the time when he was mavato his rishus lehevi leishayusa b'hai chotzer, he did not have a right to make an eruv at that time. In other words, let's see Rashi. Rashi's mazbe the kamashmula the Rashi. To loy domi, it's not doima. Dilu hosim over there. Kol chad v'chad mevatel le rishusay. Everybody's mevatel his rishus to one person, and that's good. Avul hocha over here. Kivon the shar b'nei chotzalav l'haid the payish l'chudei batli. The three people were not mevatel to one person. El l'tavayu, they're mevatel to two people. Ki hodar chad. Now, when they were mevatel to these two people, it doesn't help because two people living together without an erev is also. Now kihod chad mavatol. When one goes as mavatol idoch, the rishus said to the second person, the day motzil of tule. True, his own rishus he could do. Of a rishus to the akne lechavrei, the rishus that he received from the other three people, the other three people le motzil of tule. That rishus he can't be mavatol over again. The chiv on the bidna the bottle who, because at the time when those three people gave him the rights. This person does not have a right to carry on this chotzer. Because two people are still living here. So the svar is, when the first three people were mevato, their rishus to these two, at that time their bittul did not help. Because at that time there were two people living here. So since at that time their bittul doesn't help, it's as if their bittul is not here anymore. So later, when one person wants to mevatel his rishus, it doesn't help. Because all he's mevatel is just his one rishus. but the other three people are considered still living here. So Mela doesn't help anymore. If the all four people now together will come and decide to be mevatel their reshut to this one person, maybe that would help. But here we're talking about the three people not doing it over again. So the first bit at the time they did it didn't help. Now later when the second one is mevatel over to the first one, it also doesn't help. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says the klal she'echad noisim reshus. For the Gemara su lomli, what do I have to have? What I have this for? We learned it already. That one person could be mevatel his reshus. So the Gemara asul amali, ye'i noisen, if for the chiddush that you could be mevatel tanina, we learned it already once. E noisen that you could accept the tanina. Then the Gemara safe ritzuchle, it's true. This first klal is pita that you could be mevatel your reshus, and one could receive reshus. But the safer is the chiddush. That what shnayim noisen reshus, that two people could mevatel their reshus to one. For the Gemara nami pshita, that's also pshita, why not? And the Gemara mal the tame, I would think, maybe I should make a gzeirah. That leagues are dilma oskalif tuli lahu kamash vlun. Maybe I should make it there where that two people cannot be mavatul their rishus to one, or to the case that they'll think it's also good if one person is mavatul his rishus to two. And when you mavatul to two people and those two people do not make an error, then it doesn't help. So kamash vlun, we don't make this gzeira. That two people are allowed to be mavatul to one, even though one person cannot be mavatul his rishus to two people. Laitu v'yein moitlim rishus. That what, that two people cannot accept their reshus from other people, since these two people did not make an erev together, they're still also right now. For the Gemara Lomali, what do I need this chiddush for? Loi tzricha the chiddush is that afagav the amrulei kini amanas lahaknis. Even though at the beginning, when these first three people were mevatel their reshus to these two people, they said right then, we'll be mevatel our reshus to you, and you have the right to give it over to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. Why? Because they didn't do it right that second. So the first second when these three people were mavatel their reshus to two, still it's also for these two people to carry out right now. So since at that time it's also the first bitl is botl, and it doesn't help us the fact they gave you reshus to mavatel the second time. It doesn't help. So that's the chiddush of the sefer of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, boi minay abayim rabba, abayim is the shalaf and rabba, chamisha sheshruyim b'chotzer achas. You have five people living in one chotzer. One of the five forgot to make an Aruba Chatzeris. Yeah. And it's Shabbos now. The other four made an Aruba Chatzeris. And one of them forgot to. So right now, it's also for everybody to carry out from the house into the chotzer. It's also. What's the Eitzer? Kishu Mavatu Rishusoi. So the Eitzer is, let this one person be Mavatu his Rishus. Let him give up his right to use the chotzer. So true, he'll go and be Mavatu, will give up his right to use the chotzer. But the Shiloh is now, Kishumavata Rishusoi, Zorich Lavata Lechol Echod Viechod Eloi. Does he have to go over to all four people separately and say, I'm going to be Mavata my Rishus to you? Eloi, maybe it's no, it's enough if he's Mavata to one of the five, one of the four. He's Mavata to one of them, that's enough. Like, yet, Vitl helps for everybody. Yeah, that's the Shiloh. Yeah, Zati Gemara. So this Shaila was what? This was Abaye Eth Rabba. Abaye Eth Rabba of the Shaila. What's the halacha? So Amalei. So Rabba answered back. Sorech levato lechol echod v'yechod. You should know you have to be levato separately to everyone separately. That's not how Rabba. Vaisos Abaye holds not like that. Eisvei Patimah Akash on Rabba. Echod sheloy iruv. One person did not make an eruv. Now Rashi said this going on the case could go in gimel diurim bechotzer. Let's say you have three people living in the same chotzer. Three apartments open up into the same chotzer. As hashnayim iruvu, two of them made an eruv bechotzer together. V'yashlish sheloy iruv, and the third person did not make an eruv together. Is mevato liechod min hamarvin. That this one person, now he has a right to be mevatel just to one of these two people. Umutter, and now it's mutter. Tahai bahadi chavri iruv. Because one made an erev with the other one. This is not doimut what we were learning before, that you can't be mevatel to two people. Because there they did not make an erev together. But if let's say here, the two people made an erev together, so this third person could be mevatel only to one person. So this is the raya that Rashi Alma from here, we see claw, not like Rabba. That ein sarach levat el yechod, de kula hevik echad. Because since they made an erev together, they considered like one person. So when you want to be mevatel your reshus now to all the people that made an erev, it's enough just to be mevatel to one person. This is the kasha on Rabbah. Again, let's see the Gemara. Eisvei, echot shla iruv. One person does not make an iruv with the rest of the people. Is noisen mishusha liyechud. He has a right to mevatel his mishus just to one of the other people. This is the kasha on Rabbah. She iruv. Noisen mishusha liyechot shiruv. Let him give it to one of the people that made the iruv. What about shnayim shiruv? Yeah. Shnayim shiruv. Let's say two of them made an iruv. Is Naisan Rishusan Liyechet Shlayeruv. They could give it over Mavatla to one person that did not make an Eruv. Now the Gemara later is going to explain what the Chiddush of every single case here is. We're going to go through a few cases now. Even though the Ikar Kasher is only from this first case. But now when the Brisa says a few cases, and later on the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush of each case is. So this case of Chorus Chita, there are two people that made an Eruv together and one person did not, so two could be Mavatla their Rishus to one. Yeah. What about Ushnayim Shleirvu? Two people did not make an Eruv. Noistim Rishuson Lishnayim Shirvu. They could be Mavatul their Rishus to two people if those two people did make an Eruv with Chatzeres together. So you get these first two out of here. So now who's living here? Just these two with the Eruv. Therefore it's Mutter. Or else the two people could Mavatul to one person even though this one person did not make an Eruv. Because now it's only like this one person is living here. Avoloi echot sheiriv noisen rishusai li echot sheleiriv. But one person that made an eruv cannot be mevatel his rishus to one person that did not make an eruv. So Rashi says, im echot noisen rishusai li echot shlishi hadashadari moim. Rashi avolain echot sheiriv im echot noisen rishusai li echot shlishi shadari moim. Voloi eruv. Yichi bota leir rishusai akat ike chavre diyosar alei. He said, if only one person is mevatel his rishus to the other person, so since there is a third person living here, the third person asks on the other person. So again, the lashon is, avoloi echot shirim. If one person, like there were three people living here, one person made an eruv together with his friend. So one of these people can't noisim rishus to liyechot shlayeruv. He can't give mevatel his rishus to this third person that does not make an eruv. Because since he only could give over his rishus, he can't give over his friend's rishus, so his friend is still living here, so his friend asks on this third person. V'yein shnayim she'irvu noisnin rishusam l'shnayim shle'irvu. This is pshita also. If two people, even though they made an eruv together, they cannot be mavato their rishus to two people living in the chotzer that did not make an eruv together, like we had before. Because since these two people did not make an eruv, they ask the ze al ze. They ask the one on the other. There's also the Chura Pshita. Like just saying it over again, the Gemara later will explain. There's also a Pshita. That two people that are not, like there were four people living together, and none of them made an Eruv here. So two of them cannot be Mavato their Rishus to the other two people. Because since we still have two people living here that didn't make an Eruv, these two people, Asa, Ze al Ze. Now, Noisein Rishusai Liyechot. Now the Gemara is explaining now. Now we'll explain this Obraisa. The first case was Noisein Rishusai Liyechot Shiruv. Yolada Bimavatu your Rishus to one of the people that made an Eruv. So, Pasha, the case is you have three people living in the Chotzer. Two of them made an Eruv together and one did not. So, this one person now that did not could be Mavatu his Rishus to one of these two people. Hey, Chidomi, what's the case? If there's not even a third person involved, what do you mean this person made an Eruv? You only make an Eruv with somebody else. We're talking about now this person that made the Eruv has somebody else also living in this Chotzer. Still it says, that this third person that did not make an Eruv, he has the right to be Mavatl his Rishos to who? To one of the people that made the Eruv. So even though there are two people involved in the Eruv, all you have to be Mavatli Yeshus is just to one person. So this is a Raya Mechura, not like this is the Kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah says that when you Mavatli Yerushus, you have to be Mavatli to every person separately, and here it's Mashmano. You only have to be Mavatli to one person in the Erev, that's enough. So Mechura, it's a Raya Tabaya. So the more of a Rabbah, what does Rabbah do here? Hocha b'mayaskin a Rabbah, zasayna kimto, teheve yomis. We're talking about true. At the beginning of Shabbos, there was a third person living there. And those two people made an Eruv together. But now, Shabbos morning, that person died. So now there are only two people left. So now, when this second person, the third person, wants to be Mavatle his Rishus, the second person, all he has to do is just Mavatle to him. Because the person is mate, he's not here anymore. That's the pshat according to Rabba. Said Rashi, "Devi yomis v'yakoch the Rabba b'shayro shechonsa bebiko v'kifu chotzer." Rashi's by warning, because when the person dies, he has Yerusha. People yashin him. So if the ben yashins him, so b'zoy the ben should asa now. So talking about in the biko and ish boiloi mukulor the chimeis ain the yashin from klum. But everybody had just a tent, and it's not so choshi. There's no Yerusha on that. So the kids, so when the person died on Shabbos, nobody takes over his dira. Therefore, who's left? Just these two people. Therefore, one person can mevatel to the other person. According to Rabba, if you have three people alive living here in the chotzer, one person is mevatel to the other two, he has to go to both of them separately or together and be mevatel to both of them. You can't just be mevatel to one person. And here that says you mevatel to one person is because the other person, the third person, died. So at the Gemara, if you tell him now the person was alive, and he died, you know, at the beginning of Shabbos, there were three people. That's why two of them made an eruv. And now one of them died, ain a sefer. What does the sefer say? Aval ain echod she'iruv, noisen rishusha li echod shalai iruv. One person that made an eruv cannot give up his right without his rishus to the other person. Now why not? Now vi dehevi yomis, if the third person died, in other words, first the two people made an eruv together. So we're saying now one of these two can't give up their rishus to the other person. And the svar is, because even though you're giving up your rishus, but your friends, their shutif, his rishus are still there. So still you have two people living in the chutz, it's also. But if you're telling me the mitzvah is now, that the one of his friends died, that these two people that made the eruv together, one of them died, vi de'evi yomis, am I loy? So you only have one of them alive now, so why can't this person be mevatel his rishus to the other person? Elopshit, Elamayata told me, the case is talking about, the Isai, that the Seif is talking about, that the three people are still alive now. So when two of them made an error together, and the third person did not, it doesn't help if one of these two people, Mavato, they were shut to the third person. Because since the other shutif did not, it's also. So you see, we're talking about where they're alive. And for the Gemara, to the Gemara's asking now, well, me the Seif Isa, Reishanami Isa. Since the Seif is talking about where all three are alive, the Chur of the racer should also be talking about where all three are alive. And then if the Kasher and Rabba, if all three are alive, the racer says, when this one person, the third person, is Mavatl, his Rishus to these two, he just has to Mavatl to one of the two. So you see, one is enough. And the Gemara, no. Me, the Ira, is one talking about in the same case as the other one. Each one is talking about their own case. They're not talking about the exact same case. Each one's talking about in a separate case. Therefore, there's no Raya. Yes, so according to Rabba, we'll still say the Reish is talking about where the person died, and the Sefer is where he did not die. So the Gemara Teda, I'll bring your Raya to Rabba that the Reish is talking about where the third person, one of them died. Rashi says, Teda, me Reisha, Tehevi Yomis Haskinim. We're talking about where the person died. Di Isa, because if the person was alive, Sorach Lahai Livtulilei. You should have been Mevatel to him. Like Rabba, if the person's alive, you have to be mevatel to every person separately. So what's the raya? Tiktoni sefer the reisha. The reisha of the sefer says, the sefer of the reisha says, ushnayim shaloi irvu, two people that did not make an error together, noisten rishuson lishnayim shirvu. They are allowed to be mevatel their rishus to another two people, providing those two people did make an error together. So we consider now, like, you only have these people here, and they made an error, therefore it's like one, therefore they're mutter to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now, it's a diyuk, lishnayim in, you only mutter to do it to two people, liyechot loy, it says lashin of, lishnayim shirvu, noist rishusun lishnayim shirvu, mashma, you have to be mavato your rishus to both of them. So the diyuk, lishnayim in, to two of them, yes, liyechot loy, but to one, no. Mashmut's not enough to move out the Yerushus to one. So Chorot Sestira, the Reisha would say, yes, you can only move out to one. So Chorot Sestira, the Reisha to the Sefer. So that's a Raya to Rabba. That the Reisha is talking about where the person died. That's why you could be Mavatl only to one. Mashenkin, where both of them are alive, like it says here, you have to be Mavatl to both of them separately. And I love that separately, but you have to be Mavatl to both of them. Could be both together, both have to be there together, you can Mavatl to both of them. So the Mar of the Abaye, what does Abaye do with this Dik? Abaye Omer, my lebeis, what does it mean you have to mevatel to two people, mashma to both of them? Liyechod mi beis, enech nami, just to one of the two. Fred Gemara, ihochi, listen, liyechod, shiruf.
Oily echot shle yiruf kasha. So now abis a kasha for baya. If you only have to mabatul to one of them, so what about chal? You have to say the case when you have two of them, like mabatul to two of them. Let it just say you can mabatul to one, and it's enough. Meinachlam, it's a little bit of a kasha according to abaya. It's not a tiyuft. It's not a stira to abaya. But kol ponim, a little bit of a kasha it is. Why doesn't it say glat? You only have to mabatul to one person and not more. And like Rashi says, yochad listen liyechot yiruf. Kidatoni Beresha, Vano Yadanim and Melai would know the train in. We're talking about two people here. The Ainir, Veloshnai, you can't have an Ainir without two people. So let it just say, Mavato to one, She'iruv. When it says the Echa She'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. Until I see only one is enough. So why doesn't it say like that? Elamai, it's a little of a kasher on Abaya. In other words, just by saying, Li Echa She'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. And that will be mashma, because it says iruv, you're going to make an error with two people. And that will be mashma, you only have to give a battle to one. So it should have said that loshin, senachman, a little bit of a kashrut is on abayah.